still feel presence.
A few weeks ago, we posed a challenge to create an original musical composition on the theme of spring using one or more of the bird songs we posted on our website. We gave you a dozen samples from the vast collection of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And you made more than 100 pieces of new music, all kinds of music, plus some spoken word pieces and a little drama. All of them are posted up at studio360.org, and now that spring finally feels like it's sprung, we're going to pick a winner. Joining me now is Greg Budney, the curator of audio at the Cornell Ornithology Lab and a Studio 360 judge. Greg, welcome back.
Thanks, Kurt. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So we got an enormous variety of musical styles and approaches. Let's talk about the runners-up. You really liked this track by Phil Torres from Durham, North Carolina. His piece is called It's Not Spring Yet, But It's Getting There.
It really captured the vibrancy of the northern latitudes when life is exploding out of dormancy. We're beginning to undergo a period of renewal, and it also had that great rhythm of spring well underway.
The one I really loved, and it's by Jeremy Strong from New Jersey, and it's not actually technically musical, but I loved it so much I had to give it a shout out. It's called Uninvited Giant Meadowlark, and it's more of a drama than a song, but let's play it. And it's short and sweet and makes its point.
I thought it worked beautifully, and the reaction was exactly what I would have done.
Exactly. Now it is time for the winner, who is Marlo Reynolds of Philadelphia. His track is called, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Certhia Americana. Is that right?
That is correct.
Which is the Latin name for the brown creeper.
Tiny woodland birds heard with piercing calls. In mature woods they rise and fall. Camouflage and inconspicuous in this shady forest. This little brown and white chorus, spiraling up stout trunks and main branches, passing downward facing nut hatches, probing crevices with slender down curved bills, peeling flakes of barks and parks in the winter. The song of the brown creeper enters.
And before we talk about it, let's call Marlo and let him know he's the winner.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marlo?
This is.
Hi, it's Kurt Anderson from Studio 360.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi, and I'm here along with Greg Budney, who is my fellow judge and the curator of the Cornell Ornithology Lab.
Wow, wonderful.
And I want to thank you for sending us your work. We got about 120 compositions, and you are the winner of our challenge.
Are you kidding?
I'm not.
That is unbelievable. That's making my day. Really, it's like unbelievable.
How did you get the idea for this piece?
Well, first I started with the pack of sounds that you guys had of the bird songs, and I just listened for the one that I felt was the most rhythmic, and the song of the brown creeper was the one that I heard first. All these like ideas started coming into my head of ways to edit it and play with it in the computer.
One of the things that really resonated with me about your piece, Marlo, is that I've had that experience, the early portion of spring, being in the field and hearing that song before the leaves are out in the trees, and also seeing nuthatches. I thought your natural history detail was spot on.
Well, I can't take credit for the poem because that was read by my good friend in this piece, music collaborator Gump.
Well, it was just a beautiful, intimate experience with spring.
Marlo, what do you do for a living when you're not entering contests to write music?
Right now, I'm looking for a job composing music for nature documentary or a composition for film.
And have you ever worked with nature sounds?
Yeah, that's the work that I've been doing, like for myself, like the hobby music that I'm doing, does include a lot of nature sounds. In fact, I have a field recorder, and I do a lot of field recording. And
And I understand you've done some field recording in China of birdsong?
Yeah, that I don't know what birds they are. I could probably sing the song to you.
I'll bet Greg does.
Really?
Well, I mean, if he heard your recordings,
if I could whistle a passage, do you think you could identify the bird, Greg?
You guys are really putting me on the spot here.
it's like it goes up.
Well, it sounds like an old world warbler.
Wood warbler.
Sounds very similar to a bird called Setia diphone, which would be a very typical bird of Asia.
Okay.
And by the way, Marlo, you whistle really well.
I've spent a lot of time out in the trees listening to that particular call. And I have a bunch of recordings of those and some other birds and actually a lot of bees, too.
Maybe you could send us one of those sounds, and we could put it online, and we can keep this thing going. And people could then use your field recording to compose music around it, if you wouldn't mind.
That sounds wonderful.
Excellent. Yeah. Marlo, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Greg, thank you for helping us judge this and bringing this extraordinary resource to our attention, to Marlo's attention, to the attention of 120 other composers. Thanks.
My pleasure.
You can hear all 120 compositions at studio360.org. And I want to thank everybody who entered. It was awesome to see what you all came up with. And although the contest is over, we will keep those dozen Cornell Ornithology Lab bird songs available on our website for your remixing pleasure. And we'll be playing more of our favorite entries throughout this hour.
Often heard, but hard to see under the sun.